Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, we are talking about a topic that hits right at the heart of your profitability. If you are running a jewelry store, you have probably found yourself saying at some point, we just need more customers. You pour money into Google Ads, Facebook campaigns, SEO, and social media, trying to get new faces through the door. And look, those channels work. They should be part of your marketing mix. But there is a massive problem almost nobody in our industry talks about. Your most profitable revenue source is already sitting inside your customer database. The people who have already bought from you, already trust you, and already know where your store is, they are being completely ignored. This is the retention gap, and it is the single biggest revenue leak in independent jewelry retail. Let's break down the math because it completely changes how you should view your marketing budget. A typical independent jeweler spends between $150 to $300 to acquire a new customer through paid advertising. That customer walks in, buys a $1,200 engagement ring, and leaves. If you never hear from them again, your acquisition cost eats a massive chunk of your margin. But now consider what happens when that same customer comes back. Year one, they buy an engagement ring for $1,200. Year two, a wedding band for $800. Year three, an anniversary gift for $600. Year five, an upgrade or milestone piece for $2,500. Year 10, a major anniversary piece for $3,000 or more. That is over $8,100 in lifetime value from a single customer, and the cost to bring them back each time is practically zero. An email reminder costs nothing. A birthday text costs nothing. A personal phone call from your jeweler costs 10 minutes. The customer you already have is 5 to 7 times cheaper to sell to than a new one. This is a proven retail principle, but jewelry stores are uniquely positioned to benefit because our entire business is driven by life milestones. So why are independent jewelers so bad at customer retention? There are three main reasons. First, jewelry feels like a one-time purchase. Unlike a coffee shop or a clothing store, nobody expects repeat visits every week. So the default assumption is that they will come back when they need something, but they won't. Not because they don't like you, but because life happens, 3 years pass, and when they need an anniversary gift, they type a search into Google instead of driving to your store. Second, most jewelers have no system for staying in touch. You might have customer info in your POS system or a spreadsheet, but without an automated system, retention becomes entirely manual. And manual efforts never scale. You might remember your top 10 clients, but what about the other 500 customers who bought from you over the last 3 years? Third, we have the fear of being pushy. Jewelers are relationship people. You build deep connections, and you worry that marketing to existing clients feels transactional. But let me tell you the reality. A well-timed reminder isn't pushy at all. It is helpful. When someone's 5th anniversary is next month and they get a note from their jeweler offering a few great ideas, that is phenomenal customer service. To fix this, you don't need a 6-figure marketing budget or a massive enterprise tech stack. You need 5 retention strategies executed consistently. First, capture every customer's data at the point of sale. If you don't have an email, phone number, and key dates like birthdays and anniversaries, nothing else works. Make data capture part of your checkout process and aim for a 90% plus capture rate on sales over $200. Second, build an automated milestone calendar. Set up email sequences that trigger automatically, birthday emails 2 weeks before, anniversary reminders a month prior, purchase anniversaries with care reminders, and holiday gift guides before the rush. Third, create a VIP program without calling it that. Nobody wants a punch card for a diamond purchase. Instead, offer private shopping events for past customers before new collections launch, priority access to estate pieces, complimentary annual cleanings, and personal phone calls from you for top clients. Fourth, use your repair and service bench as a revenue tool. Every repair ticket is a high-intent sales opportunity. When a customer brings a ring in for sizing or cleaning, they are standing right in front of you. Train your team to check their purchase history, suggest complimentary bands, and show them a new piece that matches their style. Fifth, measure what matters. Track your repeat purchase rate, your average customer lifetime value, and your reactivation rate. The industry average for repeat purchases sits around 15 to 25%, but the best independent jewelers push that number above 35% with intentional effort. Let's talk about the revenue impact because it is massive. Say your store does $1.5 million in annual revenue across 600 transactions. If you can increase your repeat purchase rate from 15% to 30%, you are adding roughly 90 additional transactions per year. At an average ticket of $1,500, that is $135,000 in additional annual revenue with almost zero additional advertising costs. That is pure margin growth. Compare that to spending that same amount on competitive digital ads where you pay every time someone clicks. Retention is not just a nice to have, it is your most efficient revenue channel. If you want to see how we help independent jewelers build these exact retention systems and capture this hidden revenue, head over to deepearthmckate.com. You can get a free preview of your custom marketing strategy, see how your store stacks up, and discover a personalized roadmap for growth. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you on the next episode.